Trump, who's funding radical left-wing violence. In a bold move that had conservatives around the nation applauding, on September 22, President Donald Trump signed an executive order EO designating radical left-wing group Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. The new order comes after the murder of Charlie Kirk, who hosted talks at colleges across America in an effort to counter neo-Bolshevik anti-American, atheistic brainwashing. The EO states, Antifa is a militarist, anarchist enterprise that explicitly calls for the overthrow of the U.S. government, law enforcement authorities, and our system of law. It uses illegal means to organize and execute a campaign of violence and terrorism nationwide. The EO adds that Antifa-ist terrorism involves coordinated efforts to obstruct enforcement of federal laws through armed standoffs with law enforcement, organized riots, violent assaults on ICE and other law enforcement officers, and routine doxing of and other threats against conservative, political figures and activists. In the past decade, Antifa has risen to considerable power, recruiting young, vulnerable Americans who are then radicalized and sent out to commit crimes. Antifa played a pivotal role in organizing violence at some of the largest protests to hit the United States in decades, including the violent Black Lives Matter mayhem in the summer of 2020. Supporters of Antifa claim that the group is just an idea and has no formal structure. This is disingenuous as many Antifa groups exist in multiple countries, with many having logos, websites, social media sites, flags, and donation information, something mere ideas can't do all by themselves. According to the think tank Institute for Strategic Dialogue, Antifa is best described as a collection of decentralized organizations. Antifa groups in the United States are ideologically aligned and share tactics with their domestic and foreign counterparts. This is exactly how left-wing and communist terror cells have operated across the world for over 100 years. Some of the more notable groups include Portland's Rose City Antifa, the national group known as Anti-Racist Action, the Radical, Violent Torch Antifa Network, and the Seattle-based Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club. As far back as 2017, former FBI Director Christopher Wray acknowledged that the FBI had multiple investigations of Antifa groups involving violent, criminal acts that included terrorism. Over the years, there have been many incidents of terroristic violence associated with members of Antifa. In 2017, hundreds of Antifa members attacked peaceful activists in Charlottesville, Virginia, who were protesting the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue. In 2019, a self-identified Antifa supporter was killed in a shootout with police after attempting to ignite a propane tank at an IC facility in Tacoma, Washington. In 2023, Antifa members set fire to a new police training center and clashed with police and firefighters. And, on September 24, a self-avowed left-wing terrorist indiscriminately attacked an ICE facility in Dallas, killing one detainee and critically wounding two. Trump's order mobilizes all federal agencies to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle any and all illegal operations, especially those involving terrorist actions, conducted by Antifa or any person claiming to act on behalf of Antifa. A critical component of the probe involves figuring out who and what organizations have been funding Antifa cells over the years. Trump's EO is an important first step toward reining in out-of-control violence on the part of radical left-wing thugs who, up until this moment, rarely had been prosecuted. Trump, upon signing the EO, said, I am pleased to inform our many U.S. patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices.